In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Antique Mascara. Hello, Antique.
Hello.
Where are you living now?
Right now, I'm in Middletown, New York.
You say right now? Are you planning on staying in Middletown?
I never know. Like, I could be in France next year for all I know.
Are you from Middletown?
I'm originally from Southern California.
Ah,
a little town called Barstow.
Sure. Barstow. Is that Inland Empire?
Yeah. It's like in between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, right in the middle.
How did you get to Middletown, New York?
Long story, but basically, I came with my family back in 97.
Has it always been about music with you?
I was raised in a kind of religious cult and very interesting people. But I broke out of that, thank goodness, and started doing music as soon as possible.
Your family broke out of a religious cult, or you yourself, individually?
Me, individually. It was just me, and now my sister is out, so that's cool. We're glad we have each other.
Did that inform your personality, your music still, despite the fact that you got out of it?
Well, I kind of view a lot of the songs kind of like letters to certain people, and especially Beautiful Day. It's fun because it sounds great and happy, and you can dance to it and all that. But the message behind it is kind of dark. The first line, you can learn what you seek from a hypocrite. Like, I was raised by hypocrites, but I sure did learn a lot from that life.
It's kind of happy in its own way, but the title is ironic, right?
Yeah, it is kind of. But, I mean, despite all that, I still find so much joy and love in life, despite what I was raised with.
Are you still a religious person in other ways?
I guess I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I don't try to push things on other people. Everyone has their own way to go. As long as they're good people, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your name. Got to ask, Antique Mascara, is that your given birth name?
It is not my given birth name.
Okay. Is that part of your getting away from your past kind of thing? Change your name?
I suppose it is. Yeah, when I was getting into music, it was actually a long time ago. I was looking for names. I was a teenager at that point. And I had this mascara from 1942. And I said Antique Mascara, and I knew that was it. And it fit really well, because I'm very much into old things.
Okay, you have an old soul.
I'm told often, yes.
Was the mascara still viable? Could you still use it, or was it garbage?
No, I would not try to use it.
What have you been doing, like, in this downtime? Has it been productive for you?
It's been a bit productive, learning French.
You will be going to France then, right?
To visit, at least. That was the plan. We were supposed to go this year, but all hell broke loose, yeah.
Okay. Learned a language. Well done.
Yeah, it'll be... We'll be learning till we go.
What kind of things, besides mascara, motivate you? What kind of things inspire you now?
Really, people do, which has been rough because we've been shut off from people for so long.
True, very true.
Still, we got, you know, technology to connect with people, so that's always an inspiration to me, seeing what people need, lessons people need to learn, and things that I can learn from other people. That's always an inspiration to the music.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Antique Mascara. Would you rather be a mystery or an open book?
A little bit of both. I used to do a lot of live, before all the pandemic, I did a lot of live performances. Mm-hmm. Anyone can tell you I'm an open book. I'll tell you anything, really. But my whole motivation for anything is I want to be a loving person. I had the chance to go the other way, and I chose this way. So everything I do is kind of out of love, whether it's saying something or singing a song people need to hear, you know, stuff like that.
We're glad to have you on this side and not the other side, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk about that beautiful song called Beautiful Day. Tell me a little bit more about it, how it came to be.
You know how some songs, it takes a while to develop. This one kind of just all came out. At the time, I suppose I was thinking about how there was a bit of anger about my past life and how that religion took my family away, and they think they know everything, but there's all this out here that they need to learn and the love they need to experience. And despite what I went through, it doesn't really matter what anyone says at this point. It's still a beautiful world. There's beauty everywhere. There's love everywhere.
Who else is on the recording?
We have my trumpet player, Fred Maxwell. I'm on guitar. James Hart is on bass. And Christian Frederick Tierbach IV is on drums. He's an excellent harp player. It was random chance that I found them. I was at a performance, and I liked his hat, and I tried it on, and that was that.
You do have a great way with words. And it shows up in the lyrics, which I read on your website, and in the songs that you've written. What is the website that people can find out more about antique mascara, spelled exactly the way it sounds.
Yeah, antiquemascara.com, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram, all the social media, it's all Antique Mascara. If you're around the Nyack area, you can go to Main Street Beats, and they have my record there. The record comes with a free CD as well, and the lyrics are in there.
Antique Mascara in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. You're a great spirit. It's great to have you on the East Coast now. And here is that song called Beautiful Day. Congratulations. Thanks. Well done. Bonne chance.
Thanks so much.